Brilliance Audio presents The Lost Soul of the City by Dean Koontz from Nameless Season 2, a collection of Amazon original stories, performed by Eduardo Ballerini. Nameless stands at a second-floor window, drinking coffee, reviewing the dangers of the day ahead, which include the storm. Nature can be as deadly as the human beings she has spawned, though she can't match them for cruelty, because she is a green machine without emotions. Sometimes winter comes to this city as early as November, although seldom with the fury expected of this year's initial storm. Dawn brings a wind that scours the littered streets and forces the homeless to retreat to neighborhoods where burned-out storefronts, left unrepaired after recent riots, offer shelter from the cold. The sky looks as hard and white as a slab of ice, but the snow has not yet begun to fall. He arrived the previous evening in a Ford Explorer registered to an international NGO called Peace Forever, which exists only on paper. He often carries no ID, though in this case he has a driver's license in the name of Ricardo de Verdad. That is not his true name. He doesn't remember his real name, for his identity is entombed behind a wall of engineered amnesia. His recollections are limited to the many missions that he has undertaken during the past 26 months. He is grateful for this forgetfulness, for he suspects, intuits, knows, that in his shrouded past are memories that might destroy him. Nameless doesn't know who blessed him with this amnesia, or with what technology it was accomplished, although they must be the same people who assign him to his missions and supply everything he needs to fulfill them. Often he stays in a hotel booked for him and paid in advance by his handler, known only as Ace of Diamonds. Who Ace might be, what Ace might be, he doesn't know. They have never spoken, communicating only by text messages on his current smartphone, which he always destroys after his mission is accomplished. This time, however, his target is a man so powerful, and with such control of this metropolis, that Nameless is keeping a lower profile than usual. These days, most hotel security teams photograph guests surreptitiously on check-in and keep those images on file, a resource that the city's ruling clique might well exploit in the aftermath of this operation. He is occupying a once-proud row house in a neighborhood of abandoned structures, 3 blocks square, slated to be bulldozed to make way for a sports arena financed by taxpayers for the benefit of team owners and the politicians they bribe so generously. Although no one occupies the more than 200 other buildings, certain liability issues require that public services be maintained until the final condemnation notices are issued. He has all the comforts of home, while living in what might as well be a ghost town. These blocks are fenced off from all traffic. He has been provided with a remote control to the motorized chain-link gates, so that he can drive freely to and from this safe house. The Explorer is tucked out of sight in a one-car garage at the back of the property. As he finishes the coffee in his mug, the wind abruptly relents, as if it is a theater curtain opening to reveal the stage. In the sudden stillness, the show begins. The first feathery flakes descend in gentle spirals. In its beginning, either a profound change in the weather or a revolution can seem to have a tender intent. However, every storm is ultimately a violent event. He loathes violence, although he is good at it. Unlike those he has come here to confront, he's not a bloodthirsty revolutionary, ignorantly convinced that justice is one and the same thing for all times and all places. Shaped and misshapen by culture and politics and other forces, justice is too plastic a concept to inspire righteous action. Instead, Nameless is committed to the discovery and defense of truth. Because truth is always and only what it is, the sole reliable light through this funhouse world of deception.